this happened night. Because she wasn't there, so she was just talking about it. And so we were up on the deck very early, because she heard, she felt this tiny dog, which was got to come up there. And he said, no, I've not been sitting with me up there before, there was nothing there. But anyway, we did get up there very early. And my father, I think, when he saw what was happening, said, well, we'd better stay close by this lifeboat. But they didn't launch the boat for a long time, as you probably know. Because if you got to sit there, sit there, you can't sit. And so where we were standing, this boat that I was in, or the eventually got in, we didn't move from it, stood there until it was launched. And it was that side of the deck, at that end, that this random cafe door opened. And this very small orchestra played this tune. Now, I'd never heard that in my life. I'd never heard that in my life. And yet, the first time I heard it afterwards, I almost had screaming hysterics, the young child that I was. Now, I have spoken to quite a number of survivors. Anybody who was on that side of the deck, on the port side of the deck, would agree with you, they heard it. But other people said, rubbish and nonsense. Well, of course they didn't hear it. They were a long way away.
Thank you. I must ignore every weakness. But at no time, in the many actions that I have, have I ever lacked the premonition. I always get the premonition. Now, the year before, 22 years before, I was in Algiers. An old Titanic. The draft from the steamer seemed to drag the tender almost to the side of the Titanic. There was a little gangplank set up between the Titanic and the tender. He jumped up and down, so it was all he could do to cross that gangplank. That just about settled me. When I got on the Titanic, I turned to the general manager of the White Star, Nicholas Martin, and I said, take me off this ship. I want no part of it.